American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Tribes, 18 players, one survivor.
Welcome to Two Chunks. I'm Jordan. We got something special today, but before we get to that, still, as I said, I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge, and we do have something special today, and we have another thing special today too, and it is this. I'm introducing a new part of the show that comes at the very beginning, and it's called Punchlines Only, and I'm going to read only the punchline of a joke, and I want you guys to guess the setup. Provide me a setup for this joke, okay?
That's funny. Okay.
The punchline is... It's Jelly Button.
Where are jellyfish connected to their mothers? Where were they connected to their mothers when they were born?
That's I like not that. Bad. I like that.
That's not
Jordan,
bad.
You got something? It's Jelly Button.
Yeah, what happens when you bite a jelly donut and it squirts out onto your belly?
It's Jelly Button. No, the right answer is what's in the middle of a jellyfish? So Carter takes that one.
Wow, that's fun.
Carter was closer. The middle of a jellyfish.
Would you guys
jelly
consider,
button?
Consider your belly button in your middle?
I don't know. Let me put myself on some graph paper.
Well, there's short torsoed people out there.
Quick measurements.
I wouldn't say mine's in my middle.
Doge, do you have another one?
No.
Good.
No, only one joke. It's just one joke.
I'm Carter and I'm about to make a name for myself.
How operatic of you. It was really beautiful. Friends, today we're doing something truly special in honor of season 47 of Survivor premiering tomorrow as this episode releases. And just in
as
honor
the Probst
of,
flies.
As the Probst flies. And in honor of Survivor just being great. And in honor of just trying new things because they're fun. We've come up with something that I think is going to be... a really great time today. And that is a Survivor season simulation run.
Yes.
Yep.
By none other than ChatGPT. So
yes.
For the sake of the listeners and for my fellow co-hosts, let me run through sort of what this season will look like. And then we're going to draft our teams, our tribes, and let ChatGPT take the rest. I've run a Amazing. Few test seasons with random casts and
yeah.
It virtually never... goes the way you think it's going to go for multiple reasons.
Who's been your favorite virtual winner so far that you've simulated?
I had a really fun time watching. Who was it? I did an all fantasy character season, like exclusively fantasy characters. Let me see. Who was the winner of? That season, it was Abby from The Last of Us from Out of Nowhere.
Okay.
It was fantasy and video games. It was like all fictional characters, but
love that.
Randomly, Abby from The Last of Us beat a bunch of people, which was great.
Wow.
That's so the great thing about Survivor, too.
Out.
It's not always what you predict.
Yeah, for real. This is going to be a blast. But to walk us through, I have spent a while sort of formulating like a master prompt that starts the whole simulation with enough guide because all kinds of things happen. It gets halfway through the season and it forgets that certain rules exist or phantom players
sure.
will vote in a tribal, like players that don't exist or have already been voted out will vote or things like that. I also tried to do as much as I could to make it equitable to the tribes because what I noticed was whoever loses first just keeps losing until the merge, which is not that far off from
I was about to say,
real
it
Survivor,
seems pretty realistic.
I put some things in place. So just to run this down, the general rules are we've got challenges. We do have hidden immunity idols. So I have mandated that there will be four total hidden immunity idols through the season. One per tribe that needs to be found before the merge and one more after the merge. They can be played at tribal council, but do not have to. No promises on whether ChatGPT remembers to include these, but we've done our best.
We'll see.
We also have...
It's just a robot. What can we do?
This is my attempt to prevent the first losing tribe from just going down to zero or one player before the merge. I've created a tribe shuffle rule. If any tribe pre-merge drops to only three members, a mandatory tribe shuffle will occur. The players will be redistributed into tribes of equal number and strength. And then I had to clarify this rule will no longer apply once the merge has happened, because one time at final three, it just like added a bunch of new players because the tribe got down to only three. And then the merge will occur at 11 contestants, and I have given it freedom to throw twists if it wants to, or things like that. So basically, ChatGPT does a pretty great job of simulating who's going to be in alliances, who's going to be making big moves, who's going to play sort of safe. It's really fun. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're each going to have our computer roll a D20 for us, because that's going to determine our draft order for our tribes.
Excellent.
And so we are drafting our tribe, or we're just drafting six people that go into the pool?
You are drafting your tribe.
Yeah, like the Doge tribe. Mm-hmm, the Carter tribe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm ready. I rolled an 18.
I rolled a 7. And this will be a snake draft. So whoever goes third will also go fourth, and whoever goes sixth will also go seventh, et cetera, et cetera.
Six.
No way. Okay. So that'll be Doge, then me, then Carter, and then Carter again.
Great.
And back. So
two in a row.
Doge, you'll be tribe number one. Do you want to name your tribe now, or do you want to wait until it's filled out?
I want to wait until it's filled out.
Okay. Who's your first, who's the first draft of the ChatGPT Survivor season?
I'm looking for somebody who can really exemplify the spirit of the soul survivor, the understanding that castaways are like onions, somebody who can win challenges and ogre and ogre again. It's Shrek.
Sure. Great. Great choice. That's an excellent choice.
Happy to be here, Jeff.
That's good.
Happy to be here.
I'm going to say a sentence I've said probably close to 1,000 times in my life. Got to watch Shrek soon.
Yeah.
Got to watch Shrek soon.
So many times.
Okay. Great. The second draft goes to me. And I'm going to go first and foremost with the only thing that makes sense. And I think I can't call myself a longtime Survivor fan if I don't do this. I'm drafting Ceree Fields.
Just putting Ceree in there.
I'm just putting actual Ceree in this game.
Jeez. Cool. That's
putting amazing. Real actual Ceree in this game for my That's first awesome. Pick.
Also, just great reality show player.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big Brother.
I was playing with kind of the tension of, am I trying to pick winners here? Or am I trying to make a good show?
Sure.
I think we're going to have a mix. I'll tell you from the jump though, sometimes some of these picks, I'm kind of doing a little bit of comparison of a fictional version of someone who's won before. And one of my favorite winners of all time was Kim Wolf, who just absolutely dominated. She
Is that One World? No, it's Kim Spradlin.
Well, Spradlin Wolf. So it's like she got married, I think, after.
Yeah, that's One World.
She came when she came back. Anytime she comes back, she's Spradlin. It's Wolf.
Or Spradlin Wolf. Now. Got it.
Yeah. So I'm going to pick Dr. Ellie Sattler, Laura Dern's character from Jurassic Park. I think is going to be really good at this. This is someone who I think could win.
That's a great choice.
We've seen her survive before. And she makes smart moves. And when we reviewed that, we were kind of like, yo, she's legitimately in control of the whole situation. So, and then I needed to pick somebody from the Shonda Rhimes universe.
Sure. Why not?
Because Survivor is full of drama.
I mean, obviously.
And my favorite character from the Shonda Rhimes universe is Annalise Keating. This is Viola Davis's character from How to Get Away with Murder.
I'm going to have to look up the spelling of that.
Lawyer. She knows how to act like she cares when ultimately there might be some deep, dark secrets. I think she can keep something to herself. She's known to attract followers. People willing to do her bidding. I think she's going to be one of those, whereas Ellie is like a clear hero. Like if we ever have a heroes versus villains series, I don't know where, if we're going to know, there's going to be, it'll be 50-50 on people wondering where to put Annalise Keating.
Sure.
Almost like a Ciri, to be honest.
I think that's great.
Because I think Ciri is, in my book, she's a hero. But she's manipulative. So you have to be, I think.
Yep.
I think that's beautiful. Staying on sort of the same train of I need plans, I need schemes, I need charisma, I need leadership. We are going to be taking Danny Ocean for my second
great
pick. I can hear the Frank Sinatra beginning to play even as we speak. Danny great Ocean, pick number two for Jordan.
Also, there's lots of ocean scenes. Our producers.
I'm going to get Danny Island then, and probably Danny Coconut and Danny Grubbs.
Danny Rice. All right, Doge, give me two and three for you.
Our choice, our methodology for selecting individuals to draft for this fake season of Survivor probably, I think probably could not be more different between the two of you guys and between me.
Yeah. Well, I also included in my text message only one real instruction for this, and I only had to put it there because of you.
Which was what?
Which was to make sure that this was something that ChatGPT actually had a chance of simulating. Because
listen, ChatGPT
fully
got a chance with this one.
I fully expected you to show up and be like, my third grade teacher.
No, if there's one thing I know about Survivor, it's that sometimes you got to eat bugs. And are you aching for some bacon? He's a big pig. You could be a big pig too. We're going to have Pumbaa playing Survivor on my team. So far, my team is Shrek and Pumbaa.
Amazing. And you got one
more
right here.
With a couple of these, I might have to, for a couple of these, put like in parentheses, like from The Lion King, in case there's, I don't know if there's another famous Pumbaa out there.
There can't be more than one Pumbaa. And then my next choice, we're going to see. I want ChatGPT to engage in a little bit of creative writing with this one. And so my next choice, my third player on my team is a bear pretending to be a human. And he must keep his secret as well as play Survivor. I picture him like being like the Rupert, being like, I'll fish for us, but he keeps eating them raw and they don't know.
I think there's a very real chance that ChatGPT has no idea what to do with this, but that's okay.
This, we can name him like Frank. Let's name him Frank. And then ChatGPT might just be like, Frank does this. And we'll know Frank's really a bear, but maybe ChatGPT will forget.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
That's your third pick.
I got Shrek.
Yeah, that's
Pumbaa,
crazy.
And Shrek, like a Pumbaa, pick six and a here bear pretending to be a human.
Cool.
Excellent.
For my third choice, I'm going with, this is a pick for my wife, and this is a pick for, several people in our Discord who I know are huge fans of the series Throne of Glass. I will be picking for my third choice, Aelin Galathinius, for my third choice. She is, fast, intelligent, and, great with people when she's not, you know, coming up with terrible plans or making everybody around her so angry.
She's a human. Doesn't have any big secrets about like what she is.
No, I wanted to pick a like. Interesting. I was like, I was sort of wanting like one of my six to try and win.
Interesting. I think Frank could take it home,
dude. Frank is like anyone that's like, I'm in law school, but I'm not going to tell them that. Or I'm a poker player, but I'm not going to tell them that. And he's like, I'm a bear.
All right, Carter, who you got for us?
I have someone who is maybe a little wiser than he seems. And I think we've got a chance to win here. He's going to be immediately so helpful around camp as we're building our shelters. He's going to be kind. He's a good listener. Ultimately, though, he wields the kind of control that you would wish a sheriff wields. I'm taking Andy Taylor. Sheriff Andy Taylor of the Andy Griffith Show.
That's beautiful.
He will He will fish, certainly.
The whole day long.
He'll go get the mail, bro. He's going to love doing the mail call.
Yeah. They'll keep him around just his usefulness.
Just for his usefulness alone.
And he's got real go-get-a-tude.
I have some choices here. Okay. I'm going to pick an anime character.
Sure. Please.
From Attack on Titan, I would like to have Levi Ackerman. Levi will be interesting. He's pretty cold. But I think he's going to be an
immunity. It's hot on the beach. That's good.
He's going to be an immunity idol.
Just out there searching.
He gets the time. Yeah, dude. Levi Ackerman.
I think it's very powerful. It's very, very powerful. For my fourth pick, I'm going to take, look, at this point, what we really need is we need somebody who can get in on the inside, get out. They can do the job. They can do it quick. They can do it efficiently. And they can do it with style, which is why for my fourth pick, I will be taking Han Lu from the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yes. Hey, that makes one of my choices for me.
Were you going to take Han? Really?
No, I'm going to do no more Fast and Furious. I had a Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay.
I don't. They already know each other. I don't want any pre-existing relationships going into this season. I sort of, now that I'm hearing y'all's picks, I sort of view my role as like, I'm the casting director who's like, yeah, but what about Banu? Yeah, I get this, but what about also if we got the wild card?
Sure.
And for my fourth pick, I'm going to choose Count Dracula.
Ooh, he's just there.
He's just there.
Dracula, not Chocula. Just like, just making sure.
Yeah, Dracula. Okay. Yeah.
So I need to get rid of all my Gary Oldman characters now. Okay.
Yeah, he's just there. And like, if you've got somebody who doesn't have any blood, they're probably fine. But okay. I don't know that I trust Dracula at night.
Most of mine
on
got
the beach
blood.
With only those night vision cameras. And then for my fifth pick, I'm going to choose somebody who's been in the reality TV world for their whole career. A brief dip into the competitive reality TV world, but then I think has since stepped out of that after he tried to high five a visually impaired man.
Oh, and we're going to have
Ryan Seacrest interesting. Here on the island with us.
I almost was going to come up with some way for us to try and do a punishment to see which one of us would end up with Reince Priebus. And I thought you were about to say, for whatever reason, Ryan Seacrest just reminded me of Reince Priebus.
There's a pretty clear reason why. They sound almost exactly the same.
They're very
one
similar.
Of them is drunk trying to say Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Priebus.
You know, Ryan Priebus is the new host of Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, for my fifth for my fifth choice, I will be taking look. I'm not blind. I know what my team is missing.
Ryan Seacrest can high five you then. That's good.
We're missing power. We're missing authority. And we are missing strength. And we need it delivered efficiently and ruthlessly. And so I am taking the main character of the Red Rising series, Darrow Andromedus. He's here to sort of lay down the law and, you know, well, make it hurt.
I guess for your tribe. I think Sheriff Taylor's got that cut.
Wait till the merch. When he rips Sheriff Taylor in half.
I think Frank probably is laying down the rules over here at Bear Tribe.
I have my final two picks here. And there was one that I was the most excited about. And now I'm even more because we are just in our last two picks have discussed one of this person's most defining features and that they're blind. I want to see how Mr. Magoo does
That's great.
In Survivor. For a character That's that excellent. Happens to be the luckiest individual I think I've ever seen.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Does that happen? Yeah. Does that happen in this algorithm? And then last, I have never been able to wield such power to be able to put whoever I want on Survivor and have other people listen to it. We have to have Jeff. I need Jeff Probst on my tribe.
So the simulation does run Jeff Probst as the host of the game. We can do.
Can you spell this
on,
one?
Hold on.
Can you spell it G-E-O-F-F?
An exact
No. It's fine.
Clone of Jeff Probst. Let's see what happens.
with no belly button. It's Jeff XY.
Yeah. Let's do it.
No jelly belly.
No jelly belly.
An exact clone of Jeff Probst called Jeff Probst 0.0. Yeah. Great.
My whole camp, like in the days of waking up in the middle of the night, thinks that maybe someone's hurt or there's a new announcement or they drop their buffs and it's just Probst 0.0. They're like, damn it. I thought.
Yeah, I'm going to just call it Probst 0.0. Do we want that?
I think if you call him Jeff Pabst, like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Jeff Pabst is the clone of Jeff Probst.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay. For my sixth pick,
I'm so excited.
I need personality. I need humor. I need lightheartedness. And I need somebody who will tell you exactly how it is, which is why my sixth and final pick is Miss Trixie Mattel.
Yeah. Yes. I thought about putting a drag queen on here. Great job.
For my final pick, we need somebody to be in. Well, Frank's in charge. We need somebody to be Frank's assistant, Frank's muscle. And we are going to go with Furiosa.
Ooh. Okay. That's great. Can we share some
honorable
ideas
mentions? My alternates that didn't make the list were Bowser, Gimli, Buzz Lightyear. I wanted to see if it would simulate him as a toy or a man, and John Wick.
Oof. Very nice. Yeah, the only ones I didn't use were Beetlejuice and Vin from Mistborn.
Mm.
Ones that I had on my list, Ellen Ripley.
Ooh. Yes.
Rocky Balboa. Prince Ashitaka from Mononoke.
Ooh,
sick. I was so close to having anyone who has played Batman as their version of Batman.
Just all Batmans.
Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, good. George Clooney.
And Dracula.
And Dracula.
Just, it's like that camp is just...
Can you imagine that tribal council? Every time Jeff turns around, they're gone.
It can't be.
And it seems to me that we're missing the whole drama. They just like drop down.
That'd be pretty good.
I'm not wearing the hockey pads. Me neither. None of us are. I'm not either. I'm actually not either.
A lot of times it will name your tribes for you, or we can assign names now. What do we want to do here?
I want mine to name it for me. I'm burning offerings to the ChatGPT gods.
Yeah, I'm surrendering to the will of the machine. I was going to say my tribe was called Bear Tribe, but I'm going to surrender to the wills of the machine.
I don't know, man. That's pretty clever. Maybe you should stick with
Bear
that
Tribe
one.
Is good. Actually, I'm going to see what ChatGPT says. Bear Tribe's the name to beat.
How'd you think about it? How'd you come up with it?
It just came to me. It just feels right. Wow. As I look at everybody on my team.
Also, Bowser, Gimli, Buzz, all the people you picked would be like great to have a beer with. Pumbaa, Shrek. Yeah. It's like...
All right. It's taken a minute. It's overwhelmed. There's a lot of information we've just given.
I get it. I would be too.
Jeff Pabst.
It's got to read all of Dracula quickly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It gave us tribe names. Don't know where it got these from.
Let's see the tribe names. Read out the tribe names and then the members of that tribe.
So, on tribe number one, which is from henceforth known as Bog Hollow, that's going to include Shrek, Pumbaa, Frank, a grizzly bear pretending to be a human, Count Dracula, Ryan Seacrest, and Furiosa.
One Bog of these Hollow is very so much good.
It's really good.
On tribe two, henceforth known as Blue Water. We have Ceree Fields, Danny Ocean. I'm assuming that's where we're getting that. Aelin Galathinius, Han Lu, Darrow Andromedas, and Trixie Mattel. And for tribe number three, henceforth known as Timbervale, We do have Dr. Ellie Sattler, Annalise Keating, Sheriff Andy Taylor, Levi Ackerman, Mr. Magoo, and Jeff Pabst, a clone of Jeff Probst.
In the Two Chunk Zodiac, 2024 is the year of wonders. And
it's kind of is. You know,
we've got hogs, and now we have this Survivor game.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Two great additions to Two Chunks canon.
Are we ready to begin episode one?
Tell me what happens. We arrive on the beach. Everybody sees Frank and they're like, that's a human.
No, we're going to tribes first before the challenge. This is like an old school season. Everybody shows up on their own beaches and then
okay.
Bog Hollow tribe immediately deals with resource management issues. Shrek and Furiosa bond over their survival instincts while Ryan Seacrest struggles to adjust to the wilderness.
Yeah.
Frank, the grizzly bear, navigates the camp cautiously, trying not to reveal his true identity, but there are odd moments where his bear-like habits, like sniffing the air, raise suspicions.
Dracula's like, no, I get it.
We all have something that we're hiding.
Oh, man. Blue Water.
Like maybe you came like me to this island to find yourself.
Blue Water Tribe has strong personalities like Aelin and Darrow taking charge, but Sarif Fields quickly builds social connections. Danny Ocean sets up a low-key alliance with Trixie Mattel and Han Lu, while Aelin looks at Darrow as a strategic ally.
Okay.
Timbervale faces the challenge of integrating Jeff Pabst, whose Probst-like tendencies confuse Mr. Magoo.
Oh, yeah. Because he's blind. he keeps hearing it.
Oh my god. Oh, that got me so good, dude.
Oh, I'm sweaty.
Levi Ackerman is the most physically capable, quietly preparing for the physical challenges, while Sheriff Andy Taylor maintains order in camp.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everything that I needed to happen is happening.
Jeez. All right. That's so funny, dude. Are we ready for the immunity challenge? This seems insensitive, dude. It's called blind spots.
No.
Challenge named blind spots. Each tribe must navigate through a massive obstacle.
Ryan Seacrest is so sweaty going up to this
challenge. He's high-fiving the challenge over and over.
He's just trying to high-five everybody.
Each tribe must navigate through a massive obstacle course, collecting puzzle pieces along the way. Blindfolded pairs must rely on their caller to guide them through complex mazes, rope bridges, and mud pits. The first tribe to complete the puzzle wins immunity, while the losing tribe risks losing their rice supply.
Oh, no.
Bog Hollow starts off strong with Furiosa as their caller, directing Pumbaa and Shrek through the obstacles. Shrek, using his size to barrel through challenges, puts them in the lead.
Just picture him like Kool-Aid Man running through this obstacle
I'm
course.
Picturing it like when he walks through the stanchions at
Duloc. Yeah, yep.
Blue Water has a more strategic approach with Suri calling. While Han and Darrow struggle at first, Trixie's sharp puzzle skills make up ground later on. Timbervale is a disaster. Annalise Keating is hesitant as the caller, and Mr. Magoo's constant confusion slows down the team. Jeff Pabst, in an attempt to mimic Jeff Probst, keeps narrating the challenge instead of helping his tribe. Much to Levi's frustration.
Does Jeff Pabst know he's not the real Probst?
I don't know, man.
Do we know which one is which?
It's referring to two different names, so I think so. Ooh, that's so funny, dude.
Man.
Result, Bog Hollow wins first place, securing both immunity and rice.
Way to go, Bog Hollow.
Blue Water comes in second, avoiding tribal council, but Timbervale finishes last and loses their rice. Here are the dynamics at the camps post-challenge. Bog Hollow celebrates their victory with Frank sneakily scavenging food. There are growing suspicions around his strange behaviors, but he has built a solid relationship with Dracula, who respects Frank's silent strength.
Yes.
Blue Water sees Aelin solidifying her role as a leader, while Trixie Mattel and Ceree discuss their long-term game strategy. Darrow appears to be playing under the radar, but his intellect is noticed by Danny Ocean. Timbervale is reeling from their loss, especially without Rice. Levi Ackerman takes charge, strategizing with Dr. Ellie Sattler and Sheriff Andy about targeting the weakest link, Jeff Pabst.
Magoo is not the weak, he's blind.
Annalise and Mr. Magoo, however, argue that they should keep him for laughs, considering his strange behavior.
Yeah, I agree, guys.
Tribal Council, key dynamics. Levi pushes hard to vote out Jeff Pabst, seeing him as a liability and challenges. He convinces Dr. Ellie and Sheriff Andy to join him. Annalise makes a counter-argument, suggesting Mr. Magoo's lack of awareness is a bigger long-term threat. Would. She forms a small alliance with Mr. Magoo, however, to protect Jeff Pabst, aimed at keeping unpredictable players in the game. Jeff Pabst is blissfully unaware of the scheming, trying to convince people that, as Jeff, he's invincible because he's the host. Result in a surprise in a surprise 4-2 vote, Mr. Magoo is blindsided. Jeff Pabst safe for another day. Episode highlights. Frank's clumsy attempts at pretending to be human are hilarious, especially when he mimics human speech awkwardly around the campfire. Aelin and Darrow's slow burn alliance starts forming, with Ceree watching closely for potential threats. Next time, tensions rise in Timbervale without food, and Bog Hollow might have hit a hidden bear problem on their hands. And who will find the first hidden immunity idol? So that probably none of that will come up based on the last time I did this. So that means it's time for a commercial break before the next episode of Survivor. It's Shout Announcements, which is always on audio, but now in video, as is the rest of the podcast. So you might be hearing or watching us do this part. Wow.
This is
crazy.
True.
It's on YouTube if you're interested.
You know how it's on YouTube. It's where it is.
YouTube.com.
YouTube. It's where it is. It's on YouTube. Something that's on your phone that you should listen to, or I guess your computer if you listen to stuff
you
at
have
your
an
desk
iPod
while
Touch.
You're working, maybe, is Imagine Dungeons. An actual play of Dungeons and Dragons podcast that is 50% starring us and the other 50% starring our funnier and more talented and cooler friends, Gage, Vince, and Mariah.
It's true.
We're about two months into it now, and it is so much fun. We really, really think that if you love us playing pretend Survivor, you'll love us playing pretend, period. So take a listen to Imagine Dungeons.
Also, we have an opportunity for those that love movies. I mean, if you're a chunky OG, if you're an OG chunky, or you've listened to us for a long time, you know, like, we start from the movies, man. That's our foundation. And so we're always
started
keeping
from the
that
movies,
around.
Now we're here.
If you go over to Discord, there's an opportunity for you to be a part of the Two Chunks Movie Club. And in that special community, we pick between a few movies per month to go see a movie together. And it's as simple as that. With like and not like-minded individuals, but it's the chunky community. And so it's full of kindness and laughs and fun. We're going to see Wild Robot. That's what won for September. Very excited.
I guess y'all are trying to just watch us cry. I think they wanted to see us cry. So like, we got to pick Wild Robot.
Yeah. I think it's nuts that it beat Megalopolis. Is that what it's called?
Megamind.
Close. Oh, gotcha. I'm so glad that I don't have to watch that movie.
Same. I will watch it though, and I'd love to watch it with y'all someday. I think that'd be a fun one to watch with y'all.
Sure. I'll just let you know when I have 4 hours free, and then we can sit down and
come on over. I mean, you know, you can cut your time in half with all the AI Survivor stuff you do, maybe. So
it's crazy that he put his colonoscopy on screen.
Yeah.
That he was just like,
megaloscopy.
Here is megaloscopy. It's crazy.
Who knew it was so easy?
Discord is the place that you get all the information about where we go see films and what time you can buy a ticket for and how to find us. And it's also where it's constantly popping off. All kinds of discussions and games yes. and silliness. So we talk about books and movies, TV, games, news, friends, family, the whole nine. So
about to talk about Survivor.
About to talk about Survivor big
definitely
time.
Starts
real
tomorrow.
Survivor, not this one. But also probably not this one Survivor. Would be my guess. I'm going to guess that this one's going to get some conversation in the Discord.
I bet a little bit.
R.I.P. Mr. Magoo. All right, let's go back. Ready for episode two?
Yes.
More than anything, dude.
Episode two is entitled Shifting Sands.
Ooh, I bet there's definitely been an episode of Survivor titled that very probably thing before.
Got to be.
So let's talk about camp life real quick. Bog Hollow continues to thrive after their immunity win. Shrek and Furiosa maintain a
hang
solid
on. Remember
partnership?
When you guys were like, remember when y'all were like making fun of my tribe that I chose? We're like,
I
we're
never
trying to
made
be competitive.
Fun of your tribe.
I did, I never but made also fun it's of episode tribe. Two.
Early, I mean, Kinsey was on the winning the first winning tribe last year.
No. Nope.
Last season. She was on the first losing tribe last season, which is kind of like winning backwards, if you think about it.
Bog Hollow continues to thrive after their immunity win. Shrek and Furiosa maintain a solid partnership, gathering resources and keeping the tribe functioning. Frank, the grizzly bear, becomes increasingly nervous about being discovered, especially when Dracula, with his heightened senses, begins to notice Frank's peculiar behavior. Meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest tries to organize a talent show to lift morale, but it falls flat, further isolating him.
Oh, Ryan.
Dude, Ryan's a dork.
Hey, Dracula's a bro.
Yeah.
I am loving the characterization of Dracula.
Yeah. Big same. Dracula's I love this like relationship.
Hanging. I like it.
Listen, Frank, you're being kind of weird. You're acting so strange. Oh, no.
You're just like, what is he?
It's Jim Hardiman. I miss my family.
Blue Water begins to experience cracks in their social fabric. Aelin Galathinius and Darrow Andromeda solidify their power duo, but Danny Ocean remains skeptical of Aelin's growing influence. Ceri Fields expertly maneuvers between both sides, laying low but gathering intel. Trixie Mattel and Han have formed an unexpected bond, with Han providing physical support in camp while Trixie keeps spirits high. Timbervale is struggling.
Yeah.
With the loss of Mr. Magoo, Levi Ackerman and Dr. Ellie Sattler take charge, trying to secure food and shelter. Sheriff Andy Taylor helps keep camp morale steady, but without Rice, tensions run high. Annalise Keating begins planting seeds of doubt about Levi's leadership, positioning herself as a strategic alternative. Jeff Pabst, still unaware of his jeopardy at the previous trial, continues acting like the host, which some find amusing, while others, like Levi, find it infuriating.
Yeah, I would imagine. Oh,
let's go to the immunity challenge today.
I picture Jeff Pabst,
let's
like
not.
any shot of camp life where they're just trying to film people hanging out, Jeff Pabst won't stop addressing the camera directly.
Yeah. Telling people where they can like watch along, like talking about the app and the streaming platform.
This immunity challenge is called Shoreline Siege.
Hey, my money's on Bog Hollow.
In this endurance-heavy challenge, tribes must race to the shore, collect heavy sandbags, and work together to build a barricade. Once their barricade is complete, the tribes must break through the opposing tribe's wall using brute strength and a puzzle-solving element.
That's cool.
It's got Bog Hollow written all over it.
Bog Hollow excels early, with Shrek and Furiosa leading the charge. Their teamwork and physical prowess and moving the heavy sandbags give them an early advantage. Blue Water starts slowly as Danny Ocean and Han struggle to lift the bags efficiently. However, Aelin steps up, motivating the team to push forward. Trixie uses her humor to keep the mood light. And Ceri's puzzle-solving skills kick in at a critical moment.
Ooh.
Timbervale falters once again. Levi's military precision gets them through the sandbag portion quickly, but the team struggles with coordination when it comes to breaking down the barricades. Jeff Pabst's continuous commentary is distracting. And Annalise and Dr. Ellie clash over puzzle strategy. The result? Blue Water stages a comeback thanks to Ceri's puzzle solving and Aelin's leadership, securing first place. Bog Hollow finishes a close second, securing safety for the second week in a row. Timbervale once again comes in last, sending them to tribal council and further depleting their camp morale.
Oh, no. That's fine. I wonder if the algorithm is it taking someone out Like, because they usually make things even. Does someone
That's why we added in the, if anybody goes down to three, we do a tribe swap. Because whenever I would run these simulations, what I would notice is it would be like, the tribe with only one person loses the big tug of war game. And I'm like, yeah, I bet they
do.
Yeah, that tracks.
I gotcha.
Whenever I tried to like program in having people sit out, it was very confused.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I'm sure there's some way I could figure out to prompt it to do it. No, it's fine. But
I think, you know, we're lovable losers over here.
Sure.
In our tribe.
Sure. I mean, those are usually the best tribes. You're going to get the most face time.
Yeah, these first two episodes have been all Timbervale.
It's really important.
Jeff Papps gets twice the FaceTime.
Yeah, that's
true. He doesn't have to do half the work.
That's true. Here's the dynamics post-challenge. Bog Hollow celebrates their second win with a feast of foraged berries and fish caught by Frank. However, Frank's animal instincts nearly give him away when he snatches a fish out of the water with his bare paws. Dracula's suspicions continue to grow. Oh, here we go. The tides are turning, and he begins quietly warning Furiosa about Frank's unusual behavior.
Hey, listen, that guy you're hanging out with, he might be a bear.
Blue Water feels relieved after their first place win. Aelin and Darrow continue to tighten their alliance, and Trixie Mattel sees an opportunity to join them as a third. Danny Ocean and Han discuss the need to shake up their power dynamics, but recognize that Ceree is a potential swing vote. Ceree, as always, listens more than she speaks, keeping her options open.
Come on, girl.
Hey, it's got Ceree down.
Yeah, dude. It really knows Ceree.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Timbervale
Ceree lives in this machine.
Timbervale is in disarray. Levi Ackerman, frustrated with the tribe's performance, becomes authoritarian, which alienates Annalise Keating even further. Dr. Ellie Sattler, while supportive of Levi, is wary of his growing control issues. Annalise starts rallying support from Jeff Papps and Sheriff Andy Taylor, arguing that Levi is a threat who needs to be dealt with before the merge.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'll never get tired of saying Jeff Papps out loud. Here at Tribal Council, the things to look out for are that Levi knows his leadership style has ruffled feathers, but he believes his challenge, performance, and loyalty to the tribe will keep him safe. He pushes for Annalise to be voted out, citing her manipulative nature and lack of physical contribution. Annalise works behind the scenes, convincing Sheriff Andy Taylor and Jeff Pabst that Levi's leadership will only get stronger if they don't act now. She argues that Levi's military background makes him a long-term threat. Dr. Ellie Sattler finds herself torn between loyalty to Levi and her growing discomfort with this authoritative
She's in a good
approach.
Place, though, right there in the middle.
Yep.
In a shocking 3-2 vote, Levi Ackerman is blindsided by Annalise, Whoa. Jeff Pabst, and Sheriff Andy Taylor. Leaving Dr. Ellie shocked and Annalise in a new power position.
Whoa. Wow. Levi's out.
Episode highlights.
Dang, dude.
Jeff Papp's ongoing commitment to acting like Jeff Probst at Tribal continues to amuse, especially when he calls himself out as the most dangerous player. Annalise pulls off a masterful blindside, shifting the balance of power in Timbervale. Her ability to manipulate Jeff Pabst and Sheriff Andy without making it seem like a power grab is key to her growing influence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next time on Survivor, with Levi gone, Timbervale is in chaos. Will Annalise be able to maintain control, or will Dr. Ellie rally the troops against her? And will someone finally find a hidden immunity aisle in Bog Hollow?
Ooh.
So what's Pumbaa been up to? Right, that's the thing. I don't know where Pumbaa's been. I think
where
got
is Pumbaa, by the way? We heard too much about Pumbaa. So in Timbervale, I think we can give some, you know, a little bit of a commentary on our own individual tribes. Here's what I'm excited about Timbervale. I think even if we lose this next immunity, we do become the strong free agents. Certainly if there was a merge, but I think we're going to drop buffs at this point. I think Timbervale is in big trouble. So
we figure out Nana.
Gotta go save his dog.
Gotta go tell his grandma, stop yelling.
Ready for episode 3?
Episode 3.
This is so good.
This episode is called Idols and Allies.
I like the plural there. I hope we get another one.
Somebody find an idol, please.
Bog Hollow is growing increasingly divided.
Oh no, my friends.
Yeah, I like that.
My children. Shrek and Furiosa maintain their solid alliance. But tension builds around Frank, the grizzly bear. Frank's odd behavior continues to raise Dracula's suspicions.
Frank, just be chill. The vampire's starting to think you're a bear.
One evening, while everyone's asleep, Dracula sneaks out to spy on Frank, catching him foraging for berries in a distinctly bear-like manner. Instead of confronting Frank, Dracula starts planting seeds of doubt among the others, particularly Ryan Seacrest, who is already feeling out of place.
Listen, Ryan Seacrest, I have to tell you something about Frank.
Frank senses he's being targeted, but isn't sure who's behind it. I don't think ChatGPT knows what to do with Pumbaa.
Pumbaa's
we still
just
have not even
low.
Heard Pumbaa's Pumbaa's hanging name. Out.
Pumbaa was Shrek's partner in the first challenge.
Yeah. Blue Water Tribe is riding high after their immunity win, but tension simmers beneath the surface. Aelin Galathinius and Darrow solidify their alliance with Trixie Mattel, creating a dominant trio. Ceree Fields, though keeping a low profile, watches closely. Danny Ocean and Han continue strategizing about how to disrupt Aelin's growing power. Danny suggests finding a hidden immunity idol to shift the balance of power, and they both set out on an idol hunt. There we go.
Yeah.
It is Danny Ocean looking for that first
for
idol,
sure.
Huh?
Yep. You can hear the music.
Timbervale is still reeling from Levi's blindside.
Of course.
Annalise has taken control of the tribe with Sheriff Andy Taylor and Jeff Pabst as her loyal follower.
Aw, Ellie.
It's never not funny.
Dr. Ellie Sattler is feeling isolated, but quietly working on her survival plan. She approaches Sheriff Andy, attempting to plant seeds of doubt about Annalise's long-term loyalty. Annalise, sensing Ellie's subtle maneuvering, begins to consider her next move, seeing Ellie as a potential threat. The heading of this next section is Hidden Immunity Idol Hunt. Over at Blue Water, Han Lu is the first to find a hidden immunity idol. Realizing the power this gives him, Han decides to keep the idol a secret from Danny Ocean, knowing that holding this card will be crucial if he needs to shift the power.
Whoa.
In Bog Hollow, Frank, growing paranoid, spends more time wandering the jungle searching for food and for an idol. Dracula continues to follow him but hasn't found anything yet. However, it's Furiosa who stumbles upon the idol while gathering firewood. She keeps it to herself, knowing that it could be a game changer down the line.
Wow.
The immunity challenge. Balance of power. This challenge tests endurance, balance, and teamwork. Each tribe must stack large blocks in a pyramid shape while standing on narrow beams. If any player falls off, the entire tribe must restart their pyramid. The first tribe to complete the pyramid wins immunity.
Could have used Levi here, guys.
Bog Hollow dominates early on with Shrek and Furiosa's physical prowess, allowing them to maneuver the blocks with ease. Dracula's agile movement helps, while Ryan Seacrest struggles to stay balanced.
Yeah.
Blue Water is competitive, but Han's impatience causes him to fall several times, forcing them to restart. He does like to go fast and furious.
He does. He does.
It's true.
He does. He's quick and mad.
Aelin.
He's only taking left turns.
He's like, I need Nos. Where's the Nos? Aelin, always the leader, motivates her tribe while Ceree keeps everyone calm. Timbervale falls apart. Annalise Keating is too controlling, and Sheriff Andy's balance isn't as steady as the others. Dr. Ellie tries to offer advice, but Annalise shuts her down, causing further frustration within the tribe. Oof. Result is Bog Hollow wins immunity, celebrating their third consecutive victory. Blue Water finishes close second, thanks to Aelin's leadership. And Timbervale loses for the third time in a row and faces tribal council yet again.
It is not Bog Hollow's third consecutive victory.
I think it's just counting not losing as
not losing. Win. Okay, yeah, because we got second place last week.
Yeah, I think it's just counting not losing as a win.
Okay.
I'm right here, guys.
Is it going to throw off your whole algorithm? Is it going to throw off your whole chat if you just send one simple message? Where is Pumbaa? Is he safe? Is he all right?
I think I would guess.
Maybe Pumbaa's getting a winner's edit, and he's in
he's
the background.
Getting buried. He's getting purpled right now.
I was thinking about that when we talked about it earlier.
He's just Hakuna Matata the whole way through. He's just like, I'm not worried about any of it.
It could be possible. We will check in on Pumbaa if we make it to like a tribal council where he would have to show up and we don't hear anything. Yeah. But
does this do a jury?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty thorough. It will get eventually. It's going to get to a point where we're going to read a sentence and be like, what does that mean? It just happens where it's just like it loses the plot so bad.
We're good so far.
Here's the dynamics post-challenge. Back at Bog Hollow, they celebrate yet another win. Furiosa feels empowered by her secret possession of the idol. But Dracula is growing bolder in his accusations against Frank. He privately tells Ryan Seacrest that Frank might not be who he says he is. But Ryan dismisses it, thinking Dracula is simply paranoid. Blue Water returns to camp in good spirits, though Han Lu keeps his hidden immunity idol secret, knowing it could be his lifeline. Meanwhile, Aelin and Darrow continue to strengthen their alliance with Trixie, and Ciri keeps her options open. Timbervale is once again total chaos.
Yeah.
Annalise Keating tries to tighten her hold over Jeff Pabst and Sheriff Andy, but Dr. Ellie Sattler works quietly to rally support against Annalise. She makes a case that Annalise's power is dangerous for the tribe, and voting her out could give the rest of them, a fighting chance. Sheriff Andy begins to waver while Jeff Pabst remains loyal.
He's a ride or die.
Coming in, the tribal council things to keep in mind. Annalise is confident that she has control over the vote, targeting Dr. Ellie Sattler for her subtle resistance. She instructs Jeff Pabst and Sheriff Andy to vote against Ellie. Dr. Sattler, however, has been working hard to sway Sheriff Andy. She points out that Annalise's dominance will make her an even bigger threat after the merge. And now that's the time to make the move. That sentence was weird, and then I also read it weird. Sheriff Andy Taylor is torn, knowing that siding with Annalise keeps him safe for now, but Ellie's logic makes sense. The result, in a close 3-2 vote, which is not possible because there's only four people left.
Yeah. They're not going to do like a tie, maybe.
No.
Never.
Annalise is blindsided. With Sheriff Andy switching sides at the last moment, ensuring Dr. Ellie's survival and sending Annalise home.
Because he knows Opie's watching. He's got to send the bully home if he knows his kid's watching.
Episode highlights, Dracula's constant following of Frank leads to a hilarious moment where he accuses Frank of eating food with his, quote, bare paws. The tribe laughs, but Frank plays it off nervously. Han Lu's finding of the hidden immunity idol sets the stage for a potential power shift in Blue Water, while Furiosa secretly holding an idol in Bog Hollow gives her leverage. Annalise's elimination is a major turning point in Timbervale. Dr. Ellie's quiet strategy is paying off, and Sheriff Andy's vote flip shows that power is constantly shifting.
And Pumbaa's there.
Pumbaa. You know who else is there? Jeff Pabst.
Jeff Pabst
has survived three. Three tribal councils. This is amazing. Dude, bears are huge and so very blatantly bears.
No.
So blatantly.
The Dracula Frank relationship is one of my favorites. I know we'll get more like juicy Blue Water stuff, but they're just such a good team right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what we're suffering is that I thought we were going to play like a competitive season of Survivor and it's way funnier than that. Yeah. But my team's not very funny.
Yeah.
It'll be good at the merge. I really want to see if Frank can make it all the way to the merge without being outed as a bear.
Maybe. I mean, so far, the tribe shuffle might be good for everybody.
Here's my favorite thing about Blue Water right now, though, is I think them in tribal is chaos. I want them to get to a tribal as a...
Yeah, it's like, not going to be good.
As a crew, but...
Let's see how it handles this tribe shuffle. I've never run one of these with the tribe shuffle actually active. So let's see how it handles it. Episode 4 is called The Great Shuffle.
Cool. And this is our last episode for this
Yeah, this will be the last episode for this episode of Two Chunks. Okay. But we'll continue the season next episode. So
it's going to try something, huh, with The Great Shuffle?
I think so. Checking in at camp life before the shuffle. We've got Bog Hollow becoming a tense environment. Frank's grizzly bear habits are becoming harder to hide. And Dracula continues to spread rumors about Frank's true nature. Furiosa, now in possession of the tribe's hidden immunity idol, strategically aligning herself with Shrek, recognizing the growing chaos between Frank and Dracula. Ryan Seacrest remains on the outskirts, still unsure of where he fits. But he's wary of Dracula's paranoia. Blue Water.
And Pumbaa's there.
We'll see.
And don't forget about
Pumbaa. Assuming we'll be able to check to see if he's on the tribe swap list to see if ChatGPT just forgot he existed. Blue Water is thriving with Aelin, Darrow, and Trixie Mattel firmly in control. Han Lu, now armed with a hidden immunity idol, quietly observes the power dynamics, waiting for the right moment to strike. Ciri Fields continues to position herself as the tribe's confidant, listening to both sides without committing too strongly to either. Timbervale is reeling after Annalise Keating's blindside. Dr. Ellie Sattler, now in a better position, begins to strengthen her alliance with Sheriff Andy, while Jeff Pabst seems oblivious to the strategic chaos. Continuing to channel his inner Jeff Probst. With only three members left, the tribe,
inner and outer,
is clearly in trouble. Oh, here we go. Okay. Tribe shuffle. With Timbervale down to only three members, Jeff Probst, the real one, I assume, arrives at the reward challenge to announce the tribe shuffle. All castaways draw new buffs from a bag, and the tribes are reshuffled into two tribes of nine. So some people are going to their first tribal no matter what tonight.
Is that the right
two
number?
Two tribes of nine brings everybody back.
Does it?
But we'll see.
Who did we lose?
I have six. I have six still. Jordan, you have six still, yeah, right?
I have three. It should be 15.
Three.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four.
It should be 15.
Yeah. We've got... Hold on.
Two tribes of nine. They cleared out... they cleared out Survivor Elimination Purgatory. Everybody can play again.
I guess I forgot who's our... Oh, there are people repeated here. Okay, I think we got it right. So the camp life updates once we fixed the tribes have stayed pretty much the same, except for we got a new update on Jeff Pabst, who is continuing to, quote, live in his own world, playing the role of Jeff Probst, which both frustrates and amuses the tribe. Live in his own world just made
I can
me
see that.
Laugh. Here's our new tribes, keeping the same names. The new Bog Hollow tribe is Shrek, Frank, Sari, Darrow, and Sheriff Andy Taylor.
Whoa.
The new Blue Water tribe is Furiosa, Pumbaa, he's here.
Hey, Pumbaa.
Trixie Mattel, Jeff Pabst, and no, you can't be here, Levi Ackerman.
It can't be two tribes. It has to be three
it
tribes.
It is three tribes.
Right, of five.
It is three tribes.
Who's it
five.
Missing?
It's missing Ryan Seacrest. Yeah, sometimes you just got to brute force your way through.
It's trying. It's trying.
It's doing
we can be proud of it.
Such good stuff. I'm so
we
proud.
We can still be proud of it.
So now the new Bog Hollow, now that we fixed it again, is Shrek, Frank, Sari, Darrow, and Sheriff Andy Taylor. The new Blue Water is Furiosa, Pumbaa, Trixie, Jeff Pabst, and Ryan Seacrest. There we go. And the new Timbervale.
Pabst and Seacrest are on the same team.
It's crazy. The
That's
two hosts.
That's really funny.
And the new Timbervale is Aelin, Han, Count Dracula, Dr. Ellie Sattler, and Danny Ocean.
Wow. Wow. Power team.
So it worked.
Amazing.
Thankfully.
Come on, Timbervale.
It sounds like
you
a high school.
You can do it.
So here's the post-shuffle dynamics. Bog Hollow three. Faces a shift in power. Sari and Darrow quickly forming an alliance, seeing each other as valuable strategic partners. Shrek and Frank are physical assets, but Frank's strange behavior continues to raise eyebrows. Sheriff Andy, feeling out of place among the stronger personalities, tries to integrate himself into Sari's plans, but he struggles to find his footing. Mm. Blue Water becomes a more diverse group of personalities after the shuffle. Furiosa takes on a leadership role, aligning with Pumbaa to build trust. He's back.
Yeah.
Trixie Mattel, always social, gets to know Ryan Seacrest, who is eager to prove his worth to the tribe after struggling in the physical challenges previously. Jeff Pabst, still in his Probst mode, is oblivious to the strategizing around him, amusing some but annoying others. Timbervale is now stacked.
Probst mode.
I mean, it even acknowledges. Timbervale is now stacked with strong players. Aelin Galathinius and Han Lu immediately begin strategizing against each other, recognizing that they're both powerful contenders. Count Dracula watches from the sidelines, keeping his options open, while Dr. Ellie Sattler and Danny Ocean, realizing they're both in the minority, start bonding to survive in this new environment.
This is great dynamics.
This is good. This is good, good, good.
The immunity challenge is called the Tower of Terror.
Whoa.
Dracula's so excited.
In this physically demanding challenge, tribes must gather heavy crates scattered across a large field and stack them into a tower. Along the way, they must solve puzzles to unlock additional crates. The first tribe to build their tower and hold it for 10 seconds wins immunity. Bog Hollow starts strong.
Always.
With Shrek and Frank.
Shrek and Frank.
Carrying the physical load. Sari and Darrow quickly solve the puzzle, pushing their tribe ahead. But Sheriff Andy's struggle to keep up physically does slow them down.
And
Blue Water starts slower as Jeff Pabst's antics distract the tribe. However, Furiosa's leadership and Pumbaa's strength help them catch up. Trixie and Ryan Seacrest manage the puzzle, with Ryan eager to prove he's not just a social player. Timbervale is a well-oiled machine. Aelin and Han dominate the physical aspect, while Dracula uses his speed to quickly move crates. Dr. Ellie and Danny Ocean's puzzle-solving skills keep their tribe ahead. The result, Timbervale finishes first, securing immunity with their strong teamwork. Bog Hollow comes in second, narrowly edging out Blue Water, and Blue Water loses and must head to Tribal Council.
Oh, Andy.
You just know Probst is like, Timbervale, you've been at Tribal 3 weeks in a row, and now you get to go back to your beach and sleep tonight. You don't have to go to Tribal.
And Pabst,
what does
is
it
right
feel like
him.
To wear that necklace? Pabst is just copying all of his motions.
Like, Blue Water, I got nothing for you. And Pabst's like, nothing for you. The post-challenge dynamics. Blue Water returns to camp frustrated by their loss. Furiosa, Pumbaa, and Trixie immediately align, targeting Jeff Pabst for his lack of contribution. They see his strange behavior as a liability and agree to keep Ryan Seacrest, hoping his social connections could help them later in the game. Meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest tries to bond with Trixie Mattel, hoping to stay in the game longer. He points out that Jeff is a wild card and could be dangerous in the merge due to his unpredictability. Jeff Pabst, however, seems oblivious to his potential elimination, continuing to host the tribe and refer to himself as the only real survivor player here. At Tribal Council, some dynamics to look out for. Furiosa leads the charge against Jeff Pabst, citing his distraction and challenges and strange behavior. She solidifies her alliance with Pumbaa and Trixie, ensuring they vote as a block. Ryan Seacrest works hard to ensure he's not the target, making his case that Jeff is a bigger liability. His charm and social game pay off, as Furiosa and Trixie agree to keep him. Jeff Pabst, completely unaware of the scheming around him, seems confident that he's safe in a unanimous, not possible, 4-1 vote. I guess it's saying as unanimous as
everybody,
it can be.
Yep.
Jeff Pabst is eliminated, with everyone agreeing that his unpredictable behavior made him too risky to keep. R.I.P.
I picture
Jeff Pabst.
They're saying it at the same time, Jeff, bring me your torch. Your tribe has spoken. They're both saying that at the exact same time.
I really wanted Jeff to make jury.
I wanted,
oh man,
Jeff Pabst. He's probably trying to grab the snuff himself. And like they, with his hand over Probst's hand, they like snuff out his torch together.
If we do more multiple of these, it is capable of making an all-star season out of the casts, just so you know.
Incredible.
So Jeff Pabst.
Incredible.
Jeff Pabst could return someday.
Jeff Pabst.
Jeff Pabst will return in Survivor's Infinity War.
Quick check-in. Two left that I drafted.
Yeah.
It's all your guys going home, huh?
That's the way it goes, unfortunately.
Oof.
Some episode highlights. Frank's
faith in Ellie.
Oh, yeah. She'll be fine. She'll be all right. She's on a
guys, I think Dracula's going to do good. I kind of think Dracula might be a sneaky... Might pull ahead sneakily after the merge.
It just,
you think?
It seems to matter. It seems to really matter who notices they're being sneaky. Because if the wrong person in the simulation happens to like catch them sneaking, then they will instantly be targeted. Like if Trixie sees Dracula sneaking, it seems like this game has classified Trixie as like a social mastermind. So Trixie would probably just like bum rush to target Dracula, which is funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah. If Trixie reads Dracula, we're in trouble.
Sure. That's always true, though. You never want to read a vampire. And
don't
episode highlights,
library.
Frank's nervous energy in Bog Hollow continues to entertain his new tribe, especially when he accidentally mimics bear-like behavior doing a food search, confusing everyone.
Wait, what? Are you a bear?
Is this guy a bear? We could all dig with our claws. Does anyone have a smackerel?
Suri and Darrow's alliance in Bog Hollow looks strong, but Furiosa is emerging as a power player on Blue Water. Ryan Seacrest's social game saved him from an early exit, while Jeff Pabst's eccentric behavior was his undoing.
The tribe shuffle created
new alliances and potential conflicts, with Aelin and Han preparing for a power struggle in Timbervale. Next time, Frank's secret is dangerously close to being exposed, while tensions rise between Aelin and Han in Timbervale as they prepare to go head-to-head. Will Suri and Darrow dominate Bog Hollow, or will Frank finally come clean?
Dude. Wow. I love Survivor.
I want like I want a full confession from Frank, like tears. Like,
there's something you guys got to know about me.
I'm a bear.
Well, I think ChatGPT might think that if his secret comes out, he's eliminated. Because you said that's specifically that he has to keep the secret in order to play the game.
He must keep the secret. Yes. Yeah, because I think if it came out that he was a bear, he'd get disqualified.
Well, mind you, all I told ChatGPT is he must keep his secret. So,
okay.
We'll see.
Gosh. This is brilliant.
We'll see.
Oh, man. Next time on Survivor.
Wow. I am so happy we did this. We got more where that came from, obviously.
Can we close out the episode by giving a winner prediction?
An early winner prediction?
Early winner prediction, early player to watch 4 episodes in.
Yeah, we'll obviously finish this out. It'll be great. And if you guys like this, I like it. So I will push to do this always. But if y'all listening like it, tell us in Discord and we'll do other shows, other casts. We'll do fun stuff. It'll be great. My early winner pick, I'm Jordan for 2 chunks. For 2 chunks, I'm Jordan. I think my early, you know what? How can I not say Suri? I want it to be Suri.
Right.
I want Suri to win Survivor in some way, even if it's a simulation. So yeah, I'm going to go with Suri.
I'm Doge. I've got a Shrek feeling.
Dude, I was going to say Shrek is like skating.
Shrek is doing pretty good in Survivor. I think that if Shrek can make it to the merge, there's a chance that Shrek could like fully be a comp beast.
If there's an eating challenge.
Keep your eyes on Shrek. Also, Pumbaa. I mean, Pumbaa's getting buried in the edit, Pumbaa so maybe Pumbaa's going to win. But I think Shrek. My money's on Shrek right now.
I'm Carter, and I think, you know, it could just be newer seasons of Survivor are doing a great thing that maybe we've even discussed on this podcast, and that it's fooling you with the production a little bit. One thing that happens in reality TV shows is they get really comfortable in how they storyboard things, and stuff gets kind of predictable. You kind of know who's going to tribal. You have a good idea. But sometimes they won't even tell us who has an immunity idol, and then they just show up. It just happens. I love stuff like that. So we're hearing a lot about Danny Ocean right now, but we're not hearing about too much conflict with Danny Ocean.
Sure.
So that makes me think that Danny is playing a really good game. And so my money is on Danny Ocean winning. I think what would be brilliant about the writing from ChatGPT is I wonder, because we have Furiosa and Han who have immunity idols and have not told anybody. I'm really interested to see when these revelations might come, if they happen at a tribal, or are we ever going to get the kind of manipulative, I'll hold your idol for you kind of stuff? Like, I think that could be really fun.
I think
we've got a strong, I think our merge is going to be it's very strong. I think at this point, regardless, I understand that there were some Timbervale weaker ones. I can't believe Seacrest is still around.
That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty nuts to Ryan Seacrest is still here.
Yeah. I think the implosion of Timbervale was good for the rest of the game, for at least the other people who want to try and win. Because Keating and Levi biting each other's heads off was
back when I thought that this was going to be more of like a, we each pick 6 people that we think could win and hope that our person wins the whole thing rather than just laughing at how stupid Jeff Pabst is. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little concerned that once we get to the individual game that there's a couple people here, Shrek included, that have the potential to win everything all over and
just
over
win
again.
Out.
So we'll see. Yep. They can't all win. They can't all win every time. So see how it goes. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Me
to see
too.
How it goes.
Same.
Well, that's it for us today. Go. Don't run simulations. That's our thing.